you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan. I was just looking up something here real quick that apparently is on Facebook. I think Yoga Mike has put it on Facebook. There is a another group that's working with rescue dogs, cats, horses, and pigs from the flood problem, and looking for, you know, help get some animals placed. So if you go to our Facebook, the information is there. It's the Human Society of North Texas is the name of the group, and the rest of the information is there on Facebook. If you would, yeah, it is there. All the information is for you. So just go to Facebook, Howard Garrett, Dirt Doctor, Facebook. Any, if you do Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett, either one, get to the our Facebook, and the information is there for you. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We've got a full board. When you hear somebody hang up, though, jump on here at that number, 866-444-3478. I give you a little report on my stem cell therapy, which I recommend highly, and you can get a free consultation that is about a $200 value to talk to the people that do this. If you're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you're somewhere else in the country, there are other doctors that are related to this group that can give you information about how it works, see if it's something that they would recommend for you if you've had any kind of pain problems or any kind of thing at all that you're having trouble with and nothing else is working. The stem cell therapy is something I'd recommend you look into. It's 800-705-6006. I had a torn knee, meniscus, medium tears, how they explained it. Didn't feel medium after I did some walking or work or playing golf and riding. The next day, it was bad news. I also had a Baker cyst behind my knee and did the stem cell therapy. And like I said, I worked in the garden all day yesterday and no soreness today at all. There is in other parts of my body just from using muscles that I hadn't used in a long time. I did a lot of weeding and bed preparation and planting some stuff and did a little bit of flare exposure on some hackberry trees that I haven't gotten at the point where I want them yet. And it's pretty remarkable. The pain is just gone. It's not there anymore. And I assume, I haven't seen that, we haven't done an MRI on it yet, but I assume that the tear has completely rebuilt and healed. It's pretty amazing stuff. I recommend you look into it if you've been having some issues. 800-705-6006. Who has been holding the longest? I believe Mike. Well, Mike, I talked to you before and he hung on. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
What else did you have?
My second question was, my occupation is in the oil field, and I was able to purchase a 6,000-gallon plastic tank battery.
Okay.
And I wanted to capture rainwater off the eaves of the roof.
Okay, good for you.
And my question is, the sunlight is able to penetrate, and it's growing in algae.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a problem to use in gardening and irrigation for pasture land, you know, for grass? Or do I need to paint it or something to prevent the sunlight from getting in there?
It's nothing but a cosmetic thing as far as being detrimental or dangerous or toxic or anything like that. No problem at all. It may end up clogging up some of your piping and you know, be a mess. But as far as being a problem, it's not a problem at all. You probably would have less of it if you painted it a dark color, and you just wouldn't have to deal with it as often. You can kill it with hydrogen peroxide. What are you going to use the water for? Just irrigation?
Yes.
Not
primarily
drinking?
Irrigation.
Okay.
Gardening, and I have pasture land.
Okay. Well, you can just put some hydrogen peroxide in it occasionally, and we've got the rates that we recommend for the use of hydrogen peroxide in an entry on dirtdoctor.com. Just go into the library and go to hydrogen peroxide, and we did a whole newsletter on it, and we covered all the different uses for hydrogen peroxide and what the rates ought to be, mixing rates and all that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I certainly appreciate it.
Did it have oil in it, or was it a brand new tank?
No. It was, well, it's been cleaned pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
I pressure washed it and used soap, and I don't know what was in it. It was just
storing something.
Salt water,
yeah.
Most likely salt water.
Salt water, yeah, which won't hurt anything at all. For anybody listening, if you do need to clean out a spray tank or a storage tank or whatever, the thing I'd use there is hydrogen peroxide and some orange oil, and it'll clean it out as well as anything you can do. So, all right, good luck with your project.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Let's go to Tish in Sadler, Texas. Hey, Tish.
Hey, Howard. Listen, I have about 100 acres.
Okay.
And I've got those cluster of little yellow flowers. I think they call them white pepper, maybe. I looked it up.
Water pepper.
What could I use?
Well, what is this weed that you think is a weed anyway, what's it in? Is it in Bermuda or what? Native grasses?
It's in native grass.
Okay. Is it a broadleaf? Does it have, or is it a grass?
It's the weed itself?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little cluster. It has a little tiny yellow flower on the end of each stem.
Okay, it sounds like a broadleaf of some kind. This is another one. Now, on that much acreage, you'll have to look at the expense and whether the budget fits, but that product that I mentioned to use on turf for weed control would work in this case, too. It's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. So that's one way to go. The other way to go would be to get real strong vinegar and just go around during active growing and spot spray those things with the vinegar and kill them out that way.
Oh, there's too many to do a spot spray.
Well, look at that AgriLawn product then. You could also probably knock it out with mowing a little bit more often. That wouldn't hurt the native grasses, but it would probably knock out that little succulent weed that you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We usually only have to mow it once a year, but this year this is our second round.
Yeah, that's because of all the rain.
Right.
Well, keep doing that or try the AgriLawn product and let me know if it works for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Let's see what Nick is up to in Sandwich, Illinois, listening on WCPT. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. Just wanted to ask, is it a waste of money to put down beneficial nematodes at this time?
What you trying to control, Nick?
Fleas and ticks.
Do you have them now, or are you just trying to do a preventative?
I've had them. I've had the fleas. So we're trying to get them, pass them out.
Well, the answer to your question is, if it is warm enough for the pest, fleas and ticks in this case, it's warm enough for the beneficial nematodes to be applied. So, yeah, y'all aren't near real cold weather yet, and I think it would be a perfect time to do it, especially if you've had the pest here recent time.
Okay, and that'll help for next year, obviously.
Yeah, it will. They're actually native to the country, and you're gonna be putting out a super population of them, and it's gonna dwindle. It's gonna go down some, but since they're native, a certain percentage of them are gonna hang around and give you long term control.
Okay, and then probably reapply in the spring.
If budget fits, go ahead and do another application. You bet. They'll help you with all kinds of pests that have one of their life cycles in the ground.
And so can you give me like an approximate cost that you think would be for like an acre's worth of yard?
I don't know that offhand, but if you call any of the insectaries like M&R Durango or Rincon Vitova or Arbico or any of those, we've got a whole bunch of them listed on the website. Just tell them how big an area you're trying to control and what the pest is, and they can give you all those numbers before you buy anything.
Okay. And then I want to just put it on every area that has ground, basically, correct?
Yeah. You bet. Okay. If the budget fits, just put it everywhere. You bet.
From one edge to the next. All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Good luck with your project. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina, natural organic products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Well, let's talk about some trees for a little bit before I get back to some things I need to do. First, Darlene in Lake Forest, Illinois. Hi, Darlene.
Oh, hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, we have a 250-year-old bur oak tree.
Right.
And it was diagnosed with bur oak blight. Hmm. And we did, about a week and a half ago, give it, we called our arborist and they gave it injections. It's chemical. But I was wondering, it's such a beautiful tree. There are a few trees around here. It's a very wooded area. It's beautiful. But I was wondering, is there anything organically I can do to help the tree with its healing process?
Absolutely, you bet. First of all, Darlene, would you take some pictures of it and send them to me?
Oh, I would love to, yes.
Yeah, just take pictures, and take pictures of all parts of the tree, the base of the tree, the trunk, the leaf, the foliage, the overall shot and everything. What we'd recommend, rather than chemical injections, is what we call the sick tree treatment. And it would absolutely be worth you doing. The first step of it is just to, no matter how well you think the flare is exposed, expose it a little bit more dramatically. There may be some hidden roots that are growing over the flare and you know, cutting into the base of the plant, or there may be some rotted spots that are covered up by soil. So get the base really dramatically uncovered. And then the rest of the sick tree treatment is explained on our website, dirtdoctor.com. But basically, it's to aerate the root zone. And the root zone of a 250-year-old tree is going to be the whole property. And while the holes are open, you know, you've aerated, or you've put down hydrogen peroxide as a liquid way of aerating, you put down the same organic amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals like lava sand, and then the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. And doing all that stuff will absolutely help you with the tree, even though they've, you know, poked it full of medicines.
Okay. Unfortunately, this tree, I don't know how it survived, but we live in a residential area, a very wooded, beautiful, older area. But on one side of the roots are definitely under there is my driveway, mm-hmm. and then it's all housing next door, and we have just your typical residential area. So, and none of the roots are above the ground. I don't know if oak trees do that, but that's the unfortunate part. I don't know how I could, Well, maybe just on our property.
Just on your property, any planting areas at all, the roots of that tree will be there.
Okay.
And so you treat any of your beds, any of your garden beds, whatever turf you have with the sick tree treatment. Like I said, it's explained on the site. If you could get your neighbors to do it also, if they'll work with you, that would be good too, because those roots are going to be over there on their property as well. The driveway is no problem. The driveway almost functions as a mulch, and the roots grow fine underneath paving like that. It's just that if the soil gets built up because of the paving work or whatever, that needs to be lowered and get that flare back down dramatically exposed.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much for your help, and I'll send those pictures out to you.
Send them to me to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I may see something else I can help you with.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's see what Pat's got with in Barrington Hills. Is that Illinois also, Pat?
That is Illinois, and thank you so much for taking my call. I, too, live in a wooded area out here. It is beautiful. And I have 4 20-year-old blue spruce trees at my entrance gate. And the reason I tell you that is because I can't afford to lose any trees. There's 4 that, you know, kind of frame the entrance gate.
Yeah.
One tree is losing its needles from the tree trunk out. It's losing its needles. It's browning. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to save this tree. I do have another blue spruce that's out in the, you know, that's planted out in the lawn. And it, too, is stressed. It's also losing its needles.
Has anything changed, Pat, as far as the grade or chemicals?
No, nothing.
Has anybody, whoever maintains your property, have they used any chemical herbicides or anything on the property?
Yes, they do on the lawn, but these trees are not situated on the lawn area. Yes, I do have my lawn treated for weeds.
Okay. That could be part of the problem. They could have gotten a little too heavy on there, and that could be doing the destruction. The solution is the same as I just talked to Darlene about the bur oak. It's what's called a sick tree treatment. It's get the soil off the base of the trees and expose the flare. And then when you do all of the other organic amendments, that has a detox effect. So even if they did get, you know, too much herbicide out and the herbicide's killing the mycorrhizal fungus and the root hairs, and that's what's leading to this stress, it will help to reverse it and get your trees back in good health. It'll work better than anything you could possibly do. It's called the sick tree treatment.
Okay, I will do that. Now, tell me, should I have the 2 flares that are damaged removed, or do I just leave them there?
Get the flares exposed and just leave the trees there. They'll come back if they get the flare uncovered.
Information, thank you.
Okay, I hope that's what you needed. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Going to try to catch up on a couple of things. Here and then we'll get back to the phones. It's 866-444-3478. We've been talking about animals some today, but I wanted to talk about animals from a little bit different standpoint. The grazing animals, chickens and goats and pigs and rabbits and that sort of thing. I've got a very strong recommendation. It's a Texas company, but they ship and sell their wonderful organic feeds all across the country. It's called Texas Natural Feeds. Their website for information for you is texasnaturalfeeds.com. Organic alfalfa, organic kelp, just everything in these products loaded with amino acids and trace minerals and just probiotics and all kinds of great things. You can call them if you don't want to go the website route at 254-829-1317 or texasorganicfeeds.com. The other thing I wanted to work in before we ran out of time here is the Mother Earth news tip. We've talked about the event that's coming up in not even a couple of weeks now. It's on the website. It's September the 12th or whatever that weekend is. It's under appearances on my website. I'm speaking. I'll do my two talks, the one on the natural organic pest control and one on the trees that I do on Saturday of the event. It's the Mother Earth News Fair in just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Seven Springs Resort. It's a ski resort. Obviously, they're not skiing there. It's just beautiful green right now, and it's a wonderful place. There's all kinds of stuff to see there in that area besides just the event. But if you've been thinking about one of the Mother Earth news fairs, that this would be the one to do. They've got a tip for you, too, Mother Earth people. It's making your own soap, believe it or not. It says to combine 2 1/4 cups of liquid Castile soap with 1/4 cup of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of glycerin, 3/4 cup of water, and 10 to 15 drops of your favorite essential oil. Mix all the ingredients together in a glass or plastic storage container. Stir well. To use your homemade soap, pour 1/4 cup into the washing machine for average loads. If your clothes are extra dirty, add 1/2 cup to the machine. You can store this homemade laundry soap in a cool, dry place, and it'll keep for many months. Learn more about homemade laundry soap or sign up for the free newsletter at Mother Earth and register for events. Go to MotherEarthNews.com. I assume we're putting these tips and formulas like that on our website as well. If we're not, probably need to get that underway. We got too many things going on. And then a couple more quick things before we go back to the phone. There's something in the news that's really disturbing other than what we've already been talking about today, the floods and the nuclear test that Kim shot off and that sort of thing. But Monsanto is supporting their label for dicamba. Dicamba is a pesticide that farmers are really having some trouble with. It's killing plants, really causing a bunch of problems. And Monsanto is doing their typical thing. They're blaming the farmers for not mixing it properly, not using it correct. They've had 2,400 formal dicamba complaints. There are over 3.1 million acres of soybeans affected, and that doesn't include other crops. I think they're actually mixing the dicamba with Roundup, which is, you know, even scarier. They found that the Roundup is not controlling certain weeds because super weeds have developed, you know, from all the GMO technology and everything that we oppose. And so they've started combining these chemicals, and dicamba is one of them that they've been using. If you have any way to avoid this stuff, if you're a farmer and if you have any way to complain about it to the authorities in any way you can, that would be good to do. Hopefully it'll do some good. Our most recent newsletter was about bumblebees, and it was kind of fun. I learned some things about bumblebees and doing the research. The main thing to know about them is that they're native. Instead of being an introduction from Europe like the honeybees are, and don't get me wrong, honeybees are wonderful. We love them. But the bumblebees are native and even more powerful in some crops at helping to pollinate the plants. And one of the things they do is their heavy vibration actually helps with some of the pollination on some crops much, much better than do the bumblebees. Now, we're offering at the bottom of the current newsletter something new as far as joining the Organic Club of America. You get 4 different seeds from my gardens. Three of them have been around for a while, 2 of them a long while, and then there's something brand new. You get Mexican buckeye seed, you get inland sea oats, you get elephant garlic corms from my garlic that I originally got from Garlic Mike that you hear on the show from time to time. And there's something brand new from our friend Bob Webster in San Antonio. Bob has given us, and I think he's going to continue to increase the supply of them, some peppers called shishito peppers. They have become really hot peppers, not hot as far as popularity. They're not real hot. There's some of them have a little bit of kick to them. Most of them are fairly mild. But the chefs at restaurants have really started to like them and use them as appetizers, use them as part of other courses. They can be sauteed and turn out to be just a delicious pepper if you're into eating peppers. So those four things now are available when you join at certain levels of the Organic Club of America. If you don't get the newsletter, you can sign up for free on DirtDoctor.com. And right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, it explains how to join the Organic Club of America and get some of those benefits. At certain levels, you also get a copy of the Organic Manual, which is my newest book. Back to the phones. Let me see where we are. Sue's turn in Fort Worth. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. I have a friend who's having trouble with her feet, and I was telling her about your mixture of cornmeal with water, but I didn't know the formula. To a half a gallon of water, how much cornmeal would she use?
I've never based it on a gallon. I've just based it on what you use to soak your feet in, whatever that size is. You just put enough in it to make a real thick kind of slurry.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think how much you use makes that much difference. You could probably put a cup in a gallon of water and it would do some good. But if you put enough to make it into a thick slurry.
That'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But what most people do, though, that do their feet for their toenail fungus, they just use a pan that's big enough for the feet to fit in. And then they'll add enough of the whole ground cornmeal to make a slurry and warm water for comfort, and then let it sit for a while before you soak your feet, and then soak your feet while you're watching TV or reading a book or something.
Do what previously?
Just
before you soak your feet?
Well, just let it sit for a while.
Oh, let it sit for a while.
What that does is that stimulates the trichoderma and the beneficial microbes to get started, and that's what's really doing the work to help you with the toenail fungus or various rashes, or it helps with all kind of skin problems. On our website, dirtdoctor.com, under the entry for toenail fungus, there's a whole bunch of other skin issues and animal skin issues and things that have been helped with the cornmeal right there on our website.
Okay, I don't have a computer, but I think I could find someone who does.
Yeah, you can go to a school or a library and use theirs and pull that stuff up.
Okay, well, okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, cornmeal is a miraculous product. I don't eat corn anymore. I don't recommend that you do because of the GMO situation, but as far as stimulating beneficial microbes, the trichoderma, and curing diseases in turf and roses and tree problems, and things, any kind of plant diseases, it is unbelievable. And like we were saying, if you've got toenail fungus, which a lot of people do, or some kind of skin issues, it can also help with that. If you haven't tried it and you have those problems, give it a whirl. Let's go talk to Danny in Bosque County. Hey, Danny.
Morning, Howard. So I've heard you talk about, I think it's picloram and all this, and I always thought that was kind of bogus. Last fall, we started two new big pots. I got from Lowe's this product called Eco Scraps, which is supposed to be organic and kind of like a Miracle-Gro alternative. So we fill these two pots up. One pot just killed everything. And so I thought, wow, that's something wrong in there. And so I dumped it out on this spring. I thought, well, there's been a bunch of water go through there. It's all drenched out. I dumped it on two plants of Madison Confederate Jasmine. Well, it killed them because it didn't drain out. So the other one seemed to be okay, and I didn't dump it out. But this summer, I've been growing this awesome hibiscus called Starry Starry Night that everybody should look into because it's a great hibiscus. One of them in the pot that I put new dirt in is doing well. The one that I didn't clean out, it started to go downhill. So there is crap in a lot of the potting soils, even the organic stuff that people have to watch out for.
Yeah, I've been warning people more and more about it because I'm getting more and more reports like yours, Danny. It's definitely something to be concerned about. And one of the things that people may end up having to start doing, we may even have to do a newsletter about it and start talking about it a lot on the air, is do a soil detox on new products we get to use in our organic gardening, you know, so we can neutralize some of these recalcitrant herbicides that are in the products.
Well, because it doesn't wash out. Because like I said, when I moved the one for the pot that I knew was infected and dumped it on my Confederate jasmine, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's been a couple of months. It's been water going through there.
No,
you know, it's surely washed out.
You thought I was kidding about that problem?
Not kidding, but I just didn't take you serious. But I,
I thought that's what you said. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on board now. Thanks.
Thanks, Howard.
Talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, an important point on what we've touched on a couple of times here, the contaminated products, that is a real issue to deal with. It's one of the reasons I recommend the Espoma products so much. They actually sponsor the Little Mother Earth Sustainable Living Tips that we covered just a minute ago. But their products are controlled extremely well. I'm very impressed with them, and it's one way to go where you don't at least have to worry about the pesticide, the herbicide contamination in products. All of the products we talk about are in that category, but the Espoma products are available probably more easily than anything I talk about around the country. So let's see what else I needed to do. I think that was it. Karen in Hearst, Texas, next up. Hey, Karen.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
I wanted to call and defend corn
okay. For
eating. I attended the Heirloom Expo in Santa Rosa, California, put on by the Baker Creek Farm Seed People from Missouri. And Jeffrey Smith spoke twice. And the first time I heard him in 2013, he just mentioned that popcorn didn't cross with other corn. It can't. Blowing around. And then the next year, I stood right next to him and asked him again, last year you said popcorn won't cross with these other things. And he says, yes, that's true. So it seems to me it would be safe if you're allergic to wheat and you don't want to eat all the arsenic rice, it should be safe to eat organically grown popcorn. Popped properly.
Was he saying that the GMO gene doesn't get in popcorn either? That's really interesting.
He's the GMO, non-GMO advocate.
Yeah.
He was in some other business before he started studying and learning and dispersing information.
Yeah, Jeffrey Smith. I've had him on the show here before. It's been a long time. I probably ought to have him on again and talk about that. That's a good tip. I really appreciate it, Karen.
Have him on again, yes, because he finds out new things all the time. And the other guy that's also in Iowa is Ken Roseborough, R-O-S-B-O-R-O.
I've heard of him. I don't know that I've met him before.
Non-GMO report, yeah. They'd
okay.
be good to have, yes.
Okay.
They're calm and cool like you are, telling us about all the bad stuff.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. One of the things about corn, that regular corn, is the GMO thing and the Roundup possibilities and all that is a real concern. But also, corn's very, very fattening. So there's a couple of things. And related to that, I guess I ought to give you a little report on something else. That Stephen Grundy book, The Plant Paradox. Judy and I have been doing the recommended diet, not pure. It's way too restrictive to do it pure, but we're doing it pretty good, pretty well. I mean, I'd say 80% of what we're doing. When you cut out beans and potatoes and all legumes and all, corn's not acceptable in it and the whole deal. It's pretty interesting. Judy's a little concerned about it even. She's lost more weight than she'd like to do. And I have gone down to about what I weighed when we got married a long time ago, 40 years ago. Let's see who's next up. Jim in Denison is next up. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I have a pond probably about a half acre big, and this year has been a real battle with platonic algae.
Mm-hmm.
I carried a sample to the extension office, and that's what they say it is.
Okay.
And I've lost a lot of fish. I rented a excavator this weekend, and I've been going around it trying to deepen the edges to try to keep the sunlight from hitting too far on the bottom.
That's good. That's an excellent first step. Have you heard me talk about using hydrogen peroxide?
No, not on the pond. That was my fear. I could have gotten a chemical from Tractor Supply, but I didn't want to do any chemicals. I want to try to stay as natural with it as I can because I want to restock it next spring.
Yeah. Well, that's why I recommend hydrogen peroxide. It's not toxic at all.
Okay.
Hydrogen peroxide is the stuff, you get at the grocery store, the 3%. Now, you've got to kick it up to about 10% level. I was talking to somebody about duckweed earlier in the show. If you spray 10% hydrogen peroxide, which you'll have to get through a farm store or feed store, to handle it. I don't think that the grocery store 3% stuff would do you any good, but 10% will burn it and kill it, and it is good for the quality of the water. I just put a 2 quarts in my koi ponds and water features day before yesterday, and I do that every few weeks if I've got any algae forming in it at all, up to and including string algae, which is the one that's the hardest to control.
Right. Okay. Could I put it in a pump sprayer and spray it on?
Yeah,
the
you bet. Water? You can spray it right on it, and it'll kill it on contact.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Would Lowe's or Home Depot carry that? Do you know?
No, probably not. You're probably going to have to go to a farm store or a feed store or buy it online. If you get it through some of the distributors that sell gardening equipment, they can bring in a 35% product that you dilute down to about 10. But you'll have to find somebody in the feed stores probably to help you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheryl, on Fire Ants, if you haven't tried putting out dry molasses all over the entire property first, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, then drench the mounds with what's called mound drench. The formula is on our website, dirtdoctor.com. I've enjoyed being with you, and I'll see you guys next week.